سلام به upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. سيدنا إمام سخاوي رحمة الله عليه quotes the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The one who sends one salat upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. The one who sends 10 salawat upon me, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. And the one who sends 100 salawat upon me, Allah Almighty writes between both of his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire, and he will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment." Subhanallah, what great excellences of reciting salat. You should also make the intention that you will recite salawat upon your master sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a specific number daily and will attain its blessings. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we were hearing about the accounts of the soldiers of Imam Hussein's army who presented sacrifices in Karbala. In today's program, we are going to listen to the accounts of some of the people of Banu Hashim who were present on this occasion. While continuously fighting in Karbala, the companions of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, other than Banu Hashim, had finally been martyred. Then only the people of Banu Hashim were left. As long as other people were alive, they did not let any harm reach Banu Hashim. And while safeguarding them, they themselves were continually martyred. But when all of them were martyred, only the people of Banu Hashim were left, who began to get ready to go to the battlefield. Before Banu Hashim, in this program, we have discussed some of the companions of Imam Hussein from amongst the participants of Karbala. In today's program, we are going to hear about three personalities of Banu Hashim. We are going to listen to the biographies of Sayyiduna Ali Akbar, Sayyiduna Abbas Alamdar, and Sayyiduna Qasim radiallahu anhum, and something about their valor. Sayyiduna Ali Akbar radiallahu anhu, he is the son of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. His name is Ali and his title is Akbar, and his kunya is Abu al-Hasan. His father is Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, and his mother's name is Layla bint Abi Murra. His grandfather is Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Ali Akbar radiallahu anhu resembled the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with respect to his manners, habits, and traits. In addition to having the good traits naturally, he was the heir of his family from the aspect of his name, kunya, bravery, and leadership. What great virtues and brilliances the son of such a great father and the one who belongs to such a great family must have. He, radiallahu anhu, resembled the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam a lot. For example, when he was going to the plains of Karbala, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu made this supplication in the court of the Lord Almighty. O Allah Almighty, remain witness to the oppression of this brutal nation. Now that youth is heading towards them who resembles your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in appearance and manners and character. When we felt a desire to see your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we would look at him and quench our thirst. Since he used to resemble the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his appearance and had great manners and character, so this was its result, that Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu would love this son of his a lot, would please him and fulfill every wish of his. This is also an evidence of the extreme love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Imam Hussein would extremely love the one who resembled the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he would resemble the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Similarly, it is compulsory to honor and respect the one whose name is the blessed name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, i.e. Muhammad, and no evil word should be uttered for the one whose name is Muhammad. It is not permissible to deform this name either, because this name is associated with the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From this we learn the importance of association as well. Sayyidina Ali Akbar radiallahu anhu was second to none in bravery. When many of the companions of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu were martyred in Karbala, Sayyidina Ali Akbar radiallahu anhu sought permission to go to the battlefield. And when he went in the battlefield, wherever Sayyidina Ali Akbar radiallahu anhu turned his face, the enemies would retreat out of fear. But then the enemies collectively attacked Sayyidina Ali Akbar, and he became extremely wounded. And finally, being severely wounded, he radiallahu anhu was martyred. My dear viewers of Madani channel, just imagine that the young son of Imam Hussein is martyred before his father, but he did not display impatience and ungratefulness. Rather, he remained content with the will of his Lord Almighty. We should also attain the lesson from this, that if we encounter a difficult time, instead of complaining, we should remain content with the will of our Lord Almighty and pay gratitude to Him in every state. Whatever bounty we get, we should pay gratitude to Him at that time. Sayyidina Nauman bin Bashir radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The one who does not pay gratitude for a few bounties does not pay gratitude for more bounties either. And the one who does not pay gratitude to people does not pay gratitude to Allah Almighty either." And mentioning the bounties of Allah Almighty is gratitude, and not mentioning them is ungratefulness. Hence, when you get a bounty from Allah Almighty, pay gratitude to Him, because Allah Almighty proclaims, "If you are grateful, I will henceforth give you more." Hence, the more gratitude we pay, the more bounties Allah Almighty will grant to us. Similarly, if we have patience in a difficult time, Allah Almighty will grant us the best reward for that as well. Sayyidina Qasim ibn Imam Hassan radiallahu anhuma, the father of Sayyidina Qasim radiallahu anhu, was Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu, and his mother's name was Ramla, who was present in the plains of Karbala. He was young at the time of the Battle of Karbala. When he was going to the battlefield, his face was the center of luminosities and manifestations. He resembled Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. The Ahlul Bayt would refresh the remembrance of Imam Hassan by looking at him. When he was going, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu wept while looking at his brother's son, thinking, "He is the son by looking at whom we refresh the remembrance of our brother Imam Hassan." When he went into the battlefield, he fought the enemies quite bravely and then was martyred. سيدنا عباس بن علي المرتضى رضي الله عنهما، سيدنا ابو الفضل عباس ابن علي was born in Madinah al-Munawwara in the month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam 26 AH. His mother was Fatima bint Huzam ibn Khalid. Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu anhu attained the affections of his father Sayyidina Mawla Ali for 14 years. After the passing of Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu, he lived with Sayyidina Hassan for 10 years. After his martyrdom, he lived with Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. At the time of martyrdom, Sayyidina Abbas Alamdar was 34 years old. Two kunyas of Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu anhu are quite famous. One is Abul Fadl and the other is Abul Qaraba. His titles are also famous and renowned. One of his titles is Qamar Bani Hashim, the moon of Banu Hashim. The second is Alamdar, flag bearer. And the third is Saqa Ahlul Bayt, the water carrier of Ahlul Bayt. Similarly, Al Abd al Salih, the virtuous bondsman, and Sahib al Liwa, the flag bearer, were also the titles of Sayyidina Abbas. He radiallahu anhu was tall in height, proportionate limbs, and a tremendously handsome youth. It is mentioned in the books of biographies, Sayyidina Abbas was quite beautiful and elegant. He radiallahu anhu was tall in height. Therefore, when he used to mount his horse, his blessed feet would touch the ground, leaving marks. Because of the beauty granted by Allah Almighty, he was called Qamar of Bani Hashim, the moon of Banu Hashim. When Sayyidina Ali Akbar and Abbas Alamdar radiallahu anhuma would walk in the market of Medina, the people would gather to see their faces. Where he radiallahu anhu was apparently beautiful, at the same time he was adorned with the internal attributes as well. He had good manners and an excellent status in faith and actions. Where he was at a high rank in good deeds and piety, at the same time he was perfect in knowledge as well. He was from amongst the senior jurists and a great scholar of the Ahlul Bayt. Sayyidina Abbas married Lubaba bint Ubaidullah ibn Abbas, through whose womb he had two sons. One was Fadl and the other's name was Ubaidullah. When he was martyred in Karbala, he had a wife and children. When all other fellows and companions had laid their lives, and only Imam Hussein and Sayyidina Abbas were in the tents, and the women and children present there were extremely thirsty, Imam Hussein said to Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu, "The children are very thirsty. Get water for them in any way." So as soon as Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu heard the order, he said, "I will fetch the water." He radiallahu anhu headed towards the Euphrates to get water. The enemies attacked him from different directions, but Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu reached the Euphrates quite bravely. When he got water and returned, because of the arrows shot by the enemies, both the arms of Sayyidina Abbas were wounded. Then someone attacked him from the front and the bag of water was ripped as well. Finally, all the enemies collectively attacked Sayyidina Abbas, and Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu was martyred. Since he went to fetch water for the Ahlul Bayt and struggled to provide them with water, therefore he became famous with the title of the water carrier of the Ahlul Bayt. All of these devotees of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu presented so many sacrifices and confronted the enemies quite bravely. But they did not say a word of complaint and laid their lives in the path of the Lord Almighty. And for those who laid their lives in the path of the Lord Almighty, Allah Almighty said, "Do not say they are dead, rather they are alive." In this battle, one brutal, dark deed of the enemies was also that when in the end Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu brought his beloved son Ali Asghar, who was quite a young infant, and said, "Do not give us water, but just take pity on this young infant. At least give him water." But it did not have an impact on these hard-hearted people. Even the sobbing sighs of this infant did not have an impact on the enemies. And instead of giving water for that child, an oppressor shot an arrow which hit Ali Asghar radiallahu anhu, because of which this young child was also martyred. Just think, what great sacrifices of the Ahlul Bayt these were. For the sake of the religion, they left their houses, and then all of the family members were martyred as well. The infant was also martyred. We should think, what great sacrifices our pious predecessors presented for the sake of the religion of Islam. But to what extent do we follow our religion? To what extent do we act upon Shari'i rulings? They presented such great sacrifices as if they gave the lesson that if we have to sacrifice everything of ours for the sake of the religion of Islam, this is something pride worthy. We should think that we show laziness in offering salah. We miss fast if the weather is a bit hot. My dear viewers of Madani channel, just consider this point, that Imam Hussein and his devotees were thirsty in the plains of Karbala. Even then, they fought for the sake of Islam. But we do not even fast by bearing a little pain. We pray to Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty enable us to punctually offer salah by virtue of the martyrs of Karbala. Those whom we have discussed so far were the people who were martyred in the plains of Karbala. So far, we heard about those youths who presented exemplary sacrifices in Karbala. But in this incident, there is one more thing which is prominent, that the women who accompanied Imam Hussein in this battle also presented special sacrifices. What great passions they had, and how courageously they kept encouraging their youths in the battlefield. Inshallah, in the next program, we will listen to the accounts of these women and their passions. May Allah Almighty grant us the sincere love of the Ahlul Bayt. May He enable us to act upon the rulings of Sharia and understand the rulings of the religion by their virtue. May He grant us the love of the Holy Companions and the Ahlul Bayt, and a life full of love for his beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their love.